Hello and welcome back. Today we continue. This is Lent 21. Today is Friday, March the 13th, 2015. Ooh, it's Friday the 13th. I just realized that. And today we continue in Ephesians chapter 2. Today we have verses 4 through 7, which says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that, in the ages to come, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." So if you go to the 8:45 service, you might recall having heard these words of absolution. I've used these words before in the 8:45 service to absolve people when we do the confession and forgiveness at the beginning of the 8:45 service. And these are some powerful words when you really think about it. You know, God, who is rich in mercy, loved us. And what the words that I say is, he loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ, is what I say. So when we talk about being dead in sin, we are talking about our sinful nature. And if we live a life that continues to move us towards sinning all the time, then we cannot wholeheartedly live through God's grace without being forgiven. And so the act of confession and forgiveness that we do in our services, that's what makes that process so important. You know, I remember growing up in the Catholic Church where, and I've shared this story probably with some of you before, you know, every Sunday, at least once a month, my mother would take us all to confession. And it was, you know, the only time that I really had to sit down with someone that would listen to my confessions for the month, and that I felt like I was being absolved. And I hated, though, the guilt that I carried around with me until I had that opportunity to sit down with the priest. And I don't remember that being a part of our regular worship service every single week, because in the Catholic tradition, that's just tradition. If you want to be absolved of a sin, you go talk to the priest. Well, in our tradition, of course, it's very, very different. We start our services pretty much every Sunday by offering a brief order of confession and forgiveness. And there's a reason why we start our services that way, because it's an act of cleansing. Now, what else do you think of when I say the words cleansing? I hope you said baptism, because that's exactly what happens in the waters of baptism. When you are baptized, you are clean, you are made new, and you become united permanently with Christ. And so when we start our services with the act of confession and forgiveness, we do that for a way to kind of wipe the slate clean until you come back to worship again. And that's what makes, you know, coming to worship every single week so vitally important, so that you don't carry that guilt, and so that you are able to be washed and made new and reconnected with Christ on a weekly basis, so that you feel God's grace and will continue to save you and keep you, which again is the language that we use after communion, which again is part of the service that you take Christ in your body, right? And the words that I say after I serve you all communion, I say, "May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace." That's what I say. And those words are intended so to kind of seal the deal, right? You've already been cleansed. Then you receive God through word and sacrament. through the act of Holy Communion. And then we kind of seal that by making that statement. And so even though you may think some of the things we do in worship are redundant and silly and don't have meaning, everything that we do in the worship service has some sort of meaning in some way. So I hope that that maybe explained that to you a little bit more. The second part of this text talks about the immeasurable riches of God's grace. You know, an app that I recently downloaded on my smartphone is, it's an app where I can hold my camera up on my phone and point it to an object, and it will tell me how far away it is. And I downloaded this app, actually, because I was trying to measure a space. And it was a little bit too long for my arms to hold the measuring tape all the way out so I can get a good measurement. So I, you know, Googled it and got online and Googled how can I measure something without, you know, not being able to hold it in place. And I read about this app. And so, you know, when we think about measuring things, we measure things all the time. You know, before a doctor does surgery, you know, they measure what, you know, they tell you about the size of an incision that they're going to make. Or when you think about, how about when you have pizza, you know, you gotta have those pizza slices just right, right? So that everyone in your family gets the right portioned amount. And when we think about the way we measure things, sometimes we go a little bit too far. But the good news that we read in this text that Paul reminds us of is that we will not be measured by what we've done wrong and by what things we've done right, even in the eyes of God at the end of time. Paul reminds us that God is going to show immeasurable riches. In other words, that we cannot possibly count how many riches and how much grace God is going to give to us because of what Christ has done. That's the promise that has been sealed, as I just said, in the words, that the promises that we say in worship, and that the seals that we make in baptism, all of those promises that we make on account of Christ is going to give us immeasurable riches. I want you to think about that for a moment. I want you to think about having everything that you ever want and need. And how can we not come to worship every single Sunday to thank and praise God for that? When you really wrap your head around that, it's really hard to not show up at church every single Sunday. At least that's what I learned to understand as I grew older. And I hope that you feel the same way. Let us pray. Holy God, fill us this day with your grace beyond measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.